We have saved the best for last, apparently. I hope that's the case. He was running, apparently, the social media account of Oregon State earlier today.
Oh.
Yes, sir.
Manasseh Hungulo with us here.
Hungulo. You big social media guy, Manasseh?
No, not at all. Ryan Nall doesn't have a social media, so they gave me in charge of it. They made me.
So are you a Twitter, a Snapchat,
I'm doing the Snapchat.
Instagram?
The Snapchat.
Okay, the Snapchat stuff.
You know, in previous eras, athletes didn't have this stuff. It wasn't even available to them.
Oh, yeah.
Nowadays, guys can certainly have a lot of fun with it, but, you know, they can also provide unnecessary drama. I mean, how do players deal with social media in the locker room when you guys are talking about it? Will you coach a young guy up and tell him, hey, put your phone down a little bit, or do you just got to let guys do their thing?
And we do have those kind of guys that don't understand that once you come to college that some, you know, things change with social media, that you have to make these changes or give you a bad brand on yourself. So
on the program.
Yeah, right. And so it was just, you know, if I see something on social media that's not supposed to be there, I'll call them up and kind of tell them, take it down and watch out for next time, because it's just not looking good on yourself, nor is it looking good on the organization.
So he's an island guy.
Right.
So where'd you play your high school?
I played in Big Island, Kailua Kona, Hawaii.
Okay, you're from the Big Island.
Big Island.
You're not one of those St. Louis guys or one of those Kahuku guys. You're from the Big Island.
Big Island.
So how do you get to Corvallis? Coach A recruit you? Was Coach Riley the guy that recruited you there?
It was Coach Riley. Riley was the guy that recruited me. He had a defensive coordinator, Mark Banker, who was the defensive coordinator at the time. And he just coincidentally happened to stop by Big Island and – he coached my head coach in high school at UH way back in the day. And he came down and caught a game. And that game, I just happened to just play well at that game. I had 8 sacks and 2 interceptions for a touchdown on that linebacker.
In a game?
In a game. In halftime. In the first half.
Well, that'll make an impact.
Yeah, right. And in the first half only. And he came down at halftime and talked to me. He wanted to meet with me after that. And
He talked to you at halftime of a high school game?
Yeah.
I mean, how do you go back out there for the second half?
Oh, right. That's what I had. I felt like I had to big expectations to go out there and play great. But after that, it was done after that. I gave me a scholarship and, you know, I came up here to Oregon State.
What's your experience been like with Oregon and Oregon State now going back and forth? Oregon's had a nice run up until last year. I mean, what was that like ruining Oregon's season?
Oh, it was great on us. I mean, this community in Corvallis and the whole organization of Oregon State has been living in the shadows of Oregon for quite a while now. And just having that win last year was a big change in this community. And it kind of gave us the feeling that now we're going to use that momentum to just keep going. And with Coach A and this third year being here, is kind of expecting more wins in a winning season.
I want to ask you, because you were recruited by a different coaching staff. Right. You're playing for Coach A now. This guy right here played for Coach A at Utah.
Really?
So I want to compare and contrast things. How has he kind of changed the culture a little bit, and do you have a good Coach A story?
Right.
I'm sure you got a few.
Yeah, this Coach A is an intense guy, and he's a great mentor, a great guy to be coached by. One of the stories, a funny story that I have is we had an altercation that broke out in practice, and guys were fighting. And Coach A doesn't like that at all. He's worried about guys getting hurt. And once the fight broke out, that both offense, defense are rushing on the field, fighting each other. And Coach A, you just see Coach A running down the field, blowing his whistle, and he's just trucking everybody out the way. He's grabbing guys from the back and ripping them off. He's seeing the coaches run, and he's grabbing the coaches and ripping them out, just trying to stop everything. And I think he was just super mad at the time that he just didn't really care. He was just get the F out, get out, and, you know, ended practice. And, you know, it was just funny. We laugh at it now. We're just seeing Coach A. We've never seen Coach A like that before. But
that sounds like a guy you might know, Kyle.
He's very intense. When he wants something and he demands it, then he will demand it.
Most coaches don't subject themselves to that. When players are fighting, you got to step back. And
Coach A was up there in the middle. He was get out of here, get out of there, get back. And it was crazy. It was funny to see Coach. It was good times.
You guys, if you know Coach Riley, obviously, too, you know, I mean, Mike Riley might be the nicest man in the history of college football coaching. Obviously, an incredible football coach as well.
Right.
Gary Anderson, his players will always talk about how intense he is. Man, Gary might be the most kind-hearted person as well, maybe next to Mike Riley. Do you guys know you may never – I mean, no team ever maybe has had better men individually as coaches. Not that these other coaches are just scumbags, but, I mean, Gary really is a unique person. Oregon State's pretty unique in that way to have Coach Riley and then Gary Anderson in back-to-back coaches.
And like you said, Coach Riley – I mean, Coach Anderson, he's a good guy. He's great not only on the field, but he will invite you to his house and talk to him one-on-one as somebody that could be there as a mentor for you that, you know, especially for the young guys that are just coming out of high school and not having their parents around. He's the kind of guy there for you. And he's just a guy, not only a football coach, but he's a great mentor and somebody to look up to.
What's the goal this year for you guys? Clearly, Coach A's got you pointed back in the right direction again, and you guys were playing good ball at the end of last year. So how do you build on that, and what are you guys talking about amongst yourselves is what you want to get done this year, especially for you because you're a senior?
Right. So playing that last game in Oregon, that kind of game is what we want. So we want to use that momentum and just to take it on to the next season and play and just play and continue to get better. But our goal is to at least win a bowl game, you know, get to a bowl game, have a winning season. We don't want nobody wants any losses, but that's our goal, is just now to just, you know, keep the process going and just to get it to at least a bowl game.
You know, the Oregon State program is one that it's been pretty dominant at times. You know, the ceiling has been there. That stadium that you guys play in, I'm blanking on the name of the
Reser.
Stadium. Reser Stadium, I apologize. You know, maybe not the highest in terms of attendance, but it's unquestionably one of the loudest out there. What's up with that design? How is it such a loud stadium? I think it only holds like 40-some-odd thousand, 30,000, I guess, or I think it's 40,000?
Yeah. I don't think it's a stadium. I think it's our fans. You know, we really have true Beaver fans and guys that are there from early in the morning before the sun comes up to when the sun is down, out tailgating in the parking lot. But, you know, even with our losing seasons, we have mass amounts of fans that come out and watch us play. But, you know, I think it's just those guys that make it, you know, super exciting to play and just be able to have the energy to play football.
You've beaten Oregon. So that's nice.
Yeah.
Do that in back-to-back years. Is there another game on the schedule you're kind of circling that you're excited about this year?
I can't wait to play USC. This, you know, it's the kind of – they're the team that every team has eyes on and are expected to, you know, do something with their team. But I can't wait to play USC. They got tremendous players on that team. They got good athletes, very skilled guys up playing. They got a good quarterback. It's gonna be fun playing against their offense.
You miss the islands at all?
I have my times. I have my moments. But
any Hawaiian barbecue in Corvallis?
There's one. That
really?
Actually, yeah.
Is there an L&L or is it a local place?
It's called Local Boys.
Okay.
And it's sort of like L&L's. And, yeah, all the Polynesians on our team absolutely kill that place. We
keep it in business.
Yeah. We're the only ones that go there, and we're the only ones they need.
I learned about a long time ago the recipe. I don't know if I've done it right, but a lot of ginger, you got to get the right kind of soy sauce. It's like a specific type of soy sauce. It's like
it's the either Aloha or the Kiko Man.
It's the Aloha soy sauce.
Uh-huh.
And then the other secret is just an incredible amount of brown sugar.
Yes, you got it. No, you absolutely got it. Add some garlic in there. Recipe to perfect chicken, perfect sauce to anything.
We used to do it with drumsticks, with the thighs, the bone-in thighs as well. So many times we made that chicken. The guys used to make the 50-gallon
coolers
full of just raw chicken, and then you just cook it all up throughout the day.
On the grill, yep.
It'll change your life.
Change your life.
That little bit of E&J and some Domino's, man, you better watch out.
Hey, you got it.
Hey, all right.
You good at Domino's?
Yep. I play a few times.
We're going to have a tournament later. I'm going to take some money from him.
I'm bad, but I have a lot of ones, and I'm willing to lose money. I like losing money.
But I'll save a good season, man.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
Good talk. Get back to Snapchat now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.